This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 30th. God's word for you today is, surely. Our scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk 2, verse 3. And it says, put it in writing, because it is not yet time for it to come true. But the time is coming quickly, and what I show you will come true. It may seem slow in coming, but wait for it. It will certainly take place, and it will not be delayed. Sometimes, God cracks open a door to give me a sneak peek, a glimpse of my future, long before I am ready to walk through it. And this is the sixth thing we need to know about doors. There are doors I have walked into today that I peeked into years and years ago. God showed me. He said, come, peek into it. I peeked into it and he said, what can you see? I said, I can see XYZ. He said, you have seen well. Can I open it? I asked. He said, it is not yet time. Come, continue learning. Continue growing. Why does God do that? He does it to inspire me to grow. There are things by the grace of God that I am walking in today that God has shown me years ago. But at the time, He showed me. It was still a prayer point. I was still praying for it. I was still preparing for it. God never shows us everything at once. He shows us sneak peeks for three reasons. The first reason is He does not want to scare you to death. If He shows you everything, you will run away. What if He had shown the Israelites everything? They would have run away. In fact, the land they went to spy out, they refused to take possession of. They just had a sneak peek. But I think they opened the door a little bit wider than they could handle. The second reason is He wants us close to Him. He wants us to be dependent on Him so that we need Him for every step. And the third reason is so that we can be inspired to grow. So I have peaked and I know that is where I am going, so I can prepare for where I am going. There are things that I am walking in today that, yes, God showed me years ago. And there are things that God is showing me today that I know are for tomorrow. Guess what I am doing today? I am getting ready for it. Are you going to get ready for yours? Habakkuk 2 verse 3 says, but these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day. The God of heaven is saying, these promises will not be overdue a single day. It will not pass one day. God is too big for us. We cannot wrap our minds around God most of the time, if not all the time. So we think that God is limited. We think that God cannot do what He has said He will do. God can do in 5 seconds what will take you 50 years to do. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, nothing is too difficult for Thee. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. O great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.